Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Hey man, can you come out and deal with this? Or do I need
to
call
the police? Here. Please come take care of this.
And I mean, these guys are good, Travis. I mean, this is what they do all day. They just handle the shit.
They're retired Navy SEALs.
Yeah, they handle the shit that, like, you know, the police probably don't need to be doing. I mean, like, do the police really need to show up with a gun if your neighbor's being too loud?
So they're vigilantes.
I mean, you don't want to go out and deal with them. You don't want to go out in your front yard and start yelling at kids for being loud. Then you're grumpy next door neighbor guy.
But you are grumpy next door neighbor guy.
You just call the wolf and the wolf comes out.
Just embrace your angry old man and just take care of it.
You're not a bird.
Guys, hello and welcome to this thing we call the Dub Fod. My name is Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL, on the Twitters.
You looked like you wanted to slam it, but you just gave it like a baby.
I put my pinky up, too. Drunk put my pinky
up. I noticed.
Fancy fella.
You opened it like you were getting ready to crush the whole can, and then he took the smallest of small sips.
Guys, also joining us via Skype, the king of pranks, the albino alligator popcorn bitch, Coach T, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Also now on Zoom.
On Zoom, Travis. Pretty excited about it.
Travis has more than four fingers today.
How many fingers you got, bud?
That's a pint glass full.
And guys, that clip that I played at the beginning of the show, I'm telling you, Drunk, I'm ahead of my time in a lot of ways.
As in, you know you're getting worse with your neighbors?
No, Drunk, my ideas that I keep saying are these million-dollar ideas that you guys laugh at keep coming true. There is now something very similar to what I suggested a couple of months ago. There's fake cops running around. I got a clip from a news report. You want to hear it?
They're called security guards.
Private security.
No, it's just guys running around in police cars saying they're cops.
The cars have red and blue lights, a shield, and in large letters, the word police.
I was like, is this a police car? Did they get a new logo? What's going on here?
Mitch Eagles snapped a picture when he first spotted the cars downtown.
Actually, it was like the day after I saw this story about fake police cars that were trying to rob people, and I happened to see it like the day after that.
The company is called the City's Finest. It's a private security firm hired by neighborhoods like the Grove or the Central West End.
We want a visible police presence in the neighborhood.
Jim White heads up the neighborhood security initiative in the Central West End, where residents pay extra in taxes for security. The ATVs and bikes say police, but they're manned by employees of the City's Finest.
I think it's important to put that on the vehicle to let people walking their dogs know that, hey, there's a police officer right there, or to let bad guys know, hey, that's a police car driving around.
So except it's not.
It's not police, Travis. It's fake police.
So it's against the law to impersonate a police officer. How are they getting away with this?
That's a local story, then, too.
It is.
So, I mean, not necessarily if they're off-duty police, though, right? If you only hire off-duty police?
Later in the thing, they said that 90% of them are actual cops that are just picking up side gigs. But what's that other 10%? What are they doing?
Police don't get paid enough.
But then that's also still, you're not on duty, so you're not working in an official police capacity. So you can't put them in cars that say police.
It's City's Finest police, Travis.
But it says police.
I know. It's weird.
That'd be like me slapping a name tag on that says doctor and performing your appendectomy.
Well,
no, it just, you know, you paid me a little extra and I went to work because people should know that there's always a doctor on call. Charles, in the
there was a guy that I we guess. Played hockey with that had a whole bunch of kids. Like, he just kept having kids, and he said that the only way he could get his wife to have sex with him, it was for the sake of having kids. And that's why he kept having kids. I mean, he was probably doing macho talk, you know, that locker room talk. But that's what he's saying. He said, I can't get my wife to have sex with me unless we're having more kids. And what I told him was, you need to have a secret vasectomy.
Yeah.
And then just say, I'm trying, babe. You know, I'm trying. And I watched a video on YouTube, and I offered to do it for him. It didn't look hard.
They do it in office without putting you under. Right. They give you a local, and then they make a little slit, and they make a little cut, and it's the end.
I mean, sure, like, you can go to culinary school to learn how to cook, but there's plenty of guys who just cook on their own. And I mean, like, some of these
just read cookbooks
aren't that hard. Simplify, Travis. You take a weekend course of just how to do vasectomies. And then you do it. They seem really easy. The YouTube video, Travis, I think I could do one. I mean, you give me the right tool. They just have like a little fishing lure that they stick down a little hole. And you snip that little fucker. I don't know if it's racist, Travis, but he was noting that the procedure that I watched on YouTube was a black guy. And he's not a black guy. And he thought that there might be like a difference. And I was telling him that it's a silly way to think.
Because he has a black scrotum and the other guy has a white scrotum.
That's very forward thinking of you, Mike.
No, yeah, I'm an ally to the people, Travis. Sure. I corrected him right in his tracks. I said, you stop it. I've done one vasectomy. I've done them all. You know, like, I don't change the way I do my vasectomies based on who's
black,
on the table.
Black, white, yellow, yeah, doesn't matter.
I do vasectomies all day long. Is probably my favorite story I've seen in a long time. There's is this guy, I think he's not Russian, but he looks Russian. Like, what's up there? Like, is he like a Austrian or
like Ukrainian? Maybe
that sounds like it could be it, Travis.
Croat.
Let's say he's Ukrainian.
Lithuanian.
Went on
Czech.
A Chinese Estonian. Reality show. It's called Produce Camp 21, and what it's like an American Idol, but they're making a Chinese boy band. It goes on for a really long time, and each week
Latvia.
It might be Latvia now that I'm thinking. You just keep naming places where like a bunch of white people live.
Just the whole Eastern Bloc that used to be the Soviet Union.
Yeah,
Belarus.
Where's Dr. Doom from? Latveria, maybe.
Was he from a fictional place, Travis?
I believe so.
That's weird.
Azerbaijan.
So yeah, it's called
Could the title of that show be more descriptive about what it is? Because what is it? Produce Camp 21?
Maybe that means something else there. Maybe the translation is bad. But what it
is. Lost in translation.
Yeah.
Turkmenistan.
It's in China. They're making a Chinese boy band. So everybody's really cute. And they see this guy. He didn't even want to be on the show. I think he was like there with a couple of friends helping translate because he knows languages. And they're like, well, you know the language. You should just be on the show. You're cute. He goes, okay. But he realized pretty soon into being on this show, he didn't like it. And he didn't want to do it. And so every week, he's half-assing the performance. You know, like, there's big dance numbers and there's all kinds of stuff going on. And like, he doesn't want anything to do with it. So he's half-assing his dance routines. He's half-assing his singing. But the Chinese people, they fucking love it. They are there for this guy half-assing his performance. They're like, oh, this fucking guy, he's our guy. So they keep voting him in every week, and he's going on television begging them to stop because he wants to go home, and contractually he has to stay there and keep doing the show.
So the Chinese people just love the indifference. They like the lethargic, lackadaisical effort that he's putting forth.
Well, in a way, it was kind of a goof. I think they were excited to fuck with this guy. But
because he's made it clear that he wants to go home.
At the same time, I think they like a bad boy, Travis. I think that, this guy, he found a market, and that market was he's bad at singing, he's bad at dancing, and we love watching him have to do it every week.
The smartest thing for this gentleman to do would be to break that contract, go into litigation, put out a solo album, and sell it specifically in China.
Get out there and fucking dance for me, is what they say every week. So I got a clip of this too, Travis. This is the judges telling him that he was moving on to the next round. He was in this competition for like 3 months, and he was begging to go home every week. He made it to the finals. This is the judges telling him that he's going to the finals.
Sorry, but congratulations.
Oh, so you mean Xinjiang, you know?
Get out there and dance for us, you fucker.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Vladislav Ivanov. Does that sound, what does that sound? Does that sound?
That sounds Russian.
It's not Russia, though. I would remember if it was Russia. It was like a, what's the one, didn't like Russia try to take over somebody?
Ukraine. Russia's tried to take over plenty of people. World.
Maybe it was Ukraine.
Ukraine sounds right.
The first thing he said.
Yeah, I think that he was Ukrainian. I should write that down.
Just because, not that it's a fact, you should just write down Ukrainian.
Just so that, you know, I don't sound like a fool, Travis. I mean, we're going live on multiple platforms. I should at least be accurate.
Oh, but I mean, you've already made the mistake. So writing it down, writing Ukrainian down right now would be useless.
Travis, I have a suggestion for YouTube. I was watching YouTube. My wife likes that that Good Mythical Morning.
My wife.
You ever watch Good Mythical Morning? Rhett and Link?
I'm not familiar.
Like they eat silly things and make faces and they're like, oh, don't like that.
Nope. Not at all.
The CinemaSins guy we had on a couple weeks ago, he's on YouTube too. And what I've noticed is when you watch these videos, they put the advertisements in stupid places, like in the middle of sentences. They have no, like a regard for the content.
No, it's just like Roku. The Roku channel is exactly the same way. It could be in the middle of a sentence. It could be in the middle of a shootout. It's all an algorithm that says,
it sucks. It sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. Absolutely.
Like in the middle of a sentence, they cut it off to like a 30. And it's like things like that, things that are tried and true that you know that you're going to. I mean, like, you know, burp there. Ooh. My wife, pours herself a coffee. She sits down in the morning. She watches the Rhett and the Link. She knows she's going to watch the whole fucking thing. Why not just give us the option to watch all of the ads up front? She'd be like, okay, in this ad, it's 15 minutes. We're going to hit you with 7 ads. Do you just want to watch all 7 ads now? Just watch them all now. Get them out of the way.
Don't you have the option of not watching ads at all by forking out the cash for YouTube Premium?
But see, don't you think they'd get more ads? Because I mean, like some people might leave early, but if you commit to watching all the ads up front, then the content is pure.
Or not? That's
makes
not
makes a more enjoyable experience.
That's not legitimate at all. Because just like if there's certain podcasts that play ads up front, you know, all you have to do is hit that 30-second skip. I know you can't do that on YouTube. But if you know there's 7 ads at the beginning of a video you want to watch, that's when you go brush your teeth or take a shit and come back and then watch the
you
video.
You press play and then you go make yourself a coffee. And then
you walk
away.
Yeah. You make yourself some eggs. And as soon as you hear this Rhett and Link that you're talking about, then you walk back into the room and watch it.
You've never heard of Rhett and Link?
I haven't either.
No.
See, one of them, he's like a tall guy. He's got a big bushy beard.
The only YouTube that I'm familiar with is the garbage that my kid watches. These people who make pancake shapes and smash shit on floors and, you know.
And then the other guy, Travis, he's got glasses and he's got swoopy hair.
They all have swoopy hair on YouTube.
Yeah. But they put the ads in the middle of sentences, Travis. Hey, can they not go to the creators and be like, hey, like, can you put good stopping points for your ads so that we don't shit all over your content.
YouTube does not care.
But they should care, Travis, is what I'm saying. They should.
But they don't need to.
Why not?
Because they're making the revenue even with... Because has she stopped watching that YouTube show she likes?
Watches it every day, Travis.
Exactly.
But it's less enjoyable.
Does YouTube care? She didn't stop watching it.
Well, everybody agrees with you, Mike. Not everybody's as...
I agree with you completely. I feel that YouTube...
Like you are.
Yeah, I feel YouTube should absolutely... But, you know, YouTube is so big and there are so many monetized channels that it's just an algorithm that says, OK, you know, 3 minutes and 20 seconds in, we got to shove in a Lexus commercial. Who gives a shit?
But nobody's
doing that like daily, you know.
But you have this attitude and you're like uppity and you say, hey, you know, what are you going to do about it? There's no other YouTube. But then maybe there will be a YouTube one day, and then it'll be too late. We'll all leave. We'll MySpace them, right?
I don't see that happening. there's been other applications that people get. Vimeo is one. Obviously, it's, you know, nothing has the reach of YouTube. Everybody's got YouTube on everything, and maybe. Eventually, sometime down the line, something comes along that people really enjoy. But Facebook's tried it. Twitter's tried their video thing. Like, people go to YouTube because they know that's where you find exactly what you're looking for. And YouTube doesn't give a shit. They're not going to spend time waiting for Shane Dawson to upload a video and then, oh, we got to have somebody watch this video so we can figure out where to put the ads. They don't give a shit.
You know. At all. But I do think creators have their own control over where they put the ads.
They don't.
I do believe.
They can't because they put them in the dumbest spots possible.
Yeah, my kid watches a lot of YouTube and it's the same deal. It's like all of the channels that he watches, it'll be in the middle of some stunt or in the middle of some shit that they're doing.
The hockey guys is always perfectly timed out, man.
Travis, in the chat, Shannon suggested a really good name for our YouTube competition. Are you ready for this?
Do it.
Tube. You get it? It's like the sequel to YouTube, Travis. The next iteration, Tube. It's great.
I feel like we could probably continue to brainstorm the name.
You're not stuck on that one. You think that was?
I mean, shot her shot, and it was the first shot she shot. I feel like wasn't a bullseye.
Travis, I got another suggestion for you. So fucking have you seen all the things on social media of people putting up on their speaker box outside the fast food restaurant that nobody wants to work, and we're closing because we have no staff, or like, be nice to the staff who did show up. You know what I'm talking about? It's become a trend.
I've not seen it locally, but I have seen it on social media.
Yeah. I do you think it's staged, first of all?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You think that?
I think most things that are posted on social media are staged.
They did it for the memes, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think people did it for the memes. I think they, you know, looking for those sweet, sweet likes. I don't believe most of what I see on social media.
Let's pretend that it's real and
okay.
That nobody wants to make sandwiches anymore.
You know what's awesome about that is that we now have automated machines that'll make the sandwich for you.
What about?
We definitely have automated machines that will take the order for us.
Yeah, kiosks will take your order all day.
I prefer the kiosks. I can't even remember the last time I went through a Walmart that actually had a person.
I am with you. I love the self-checkouts.
I love it.
Well, now you're talking about the grocery store checkouts, whereas I'm talking about like what McDonald's and Taco Bell have right now, where you walk into the screen.
Yeah, no, I'm there for that too.
Purchase it yourself.
Much prefer that. But let's take it a step further, Drunk. How much fun would it be to go to Subway?
To go to Taco Bell and make your own tacos?
Make your own Subway. Like, okay, it shits out. Like, you know what they do with the chicken? They get out like a little pre...
So you're turning Taco Bell into a taco buffet.
Okay. Taco buffet, sure. Or like they just like shit out the stuff that you need to make it.
You could absolutely do this now by doing it before you leave the house for work.
Or that's a good point, Travis. But you know, I don't want to clean up my own kitchen.
But you want to spend more money for ingredients that would cost less if you bought them and took them home.
Travis, check this out. Mm-hmm. You go into Subway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you make yourself a sandwich, and at the end, you just weigh it. You froyo that shit, and at the end, you just weigh your sandwich and pay by the weight.
So like the China buffet.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay for a Subway sandwich by weight. I want, because I want ingredients piled high, baby.
Right.
High and deep. High and deep. I don't want to pay more for extra pickles.
But you do pay for extra pickles. I guess not, right?
No, you don't.
You just tell that bitch to put some pickles on your shit.
You get all the toppings you want. You pay for the base sandwich, and then you could tell them to put literally everything that they have behind that snot-proof glass, and you could tell them to double it if you want, and they just do it.
I guess right now is not the time to start suggesting that everybody handles.
I don't think so. The food. No.
But I feel like there's an easy way we can do this where we could all just make our own stuff, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Open your refrigerator.
Travis.
Put it in a goddamn lunch sack.
I feel like that would work for some places, but not. What, are you going to go to a steakhouse and make your own steak? Shit's 500, 700 degrees behind there.
Oh, they actually do. There's steakhouses you can make your own steak.
Okay, you're going to go to the fucking pizza place and make your own pizza?
I'd love to do that.
Stand behind the fucking wood oven. And
how much fun would it be to go drop your own chicken nuggets in the grease?
Not at all. How you burn yourself.
I think it'd be fun.
Have you worked in a fast food restaurant? And I'm not talking about Pizza Hut.
I'm not talking about doing an 8-hour shift, Travis, is sweating back in the back. I'm talking about going back there and grabbing a 2 all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun and walk out.
You want to leave your job. You want to go to the McDonald's. You want to drop your own fries and your own chicken nuggets, get splattered with grease all over your work clothes, and then come back and eat them?
Yeah, it sounds fun.
No.
No?
Come on, man.
You've had some ideas that I agree with. This is just taking it too far.
Is there ways that we could automate it more? I saw a robot stripper the other day. Maybe we just get some robots to do...
How'd that look?
It didn't look great, Travis. It was not arousing. I mean, it was fun in that, oh, look, this robot is dancing, but not like in an erotic way, you know?
They didn't have the ass shaking quite down.
No, I mean, like they had the shaking. It looked that they had programmed it correctly, but like the robot didn't have like a pretty head.
So it didn't have that, look of desperation, like this is the only thing I could do with my life. Please help me feed my kids. I'm a single mom. Look.
No. It did not have like the shape of a woman. It had. It looked like a Star Wars villain. It danced the correct way, but like, see, there's a difference in that, like, you know, just because you're doing the right moves doesn't necessarily mean... Some people, they do the right moves or like they sing the right way, but like,
but it's just not natural, it's not right.
Yeah, it seems forced.
So like everything that came, every boy band that came after 98 Degrees then is what you're saying.
Like, yeah, 98 Degrees, Travis, they were the last ones to truly get it right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was, that just, like, cut right to the bone. When you heard Nick Lachey and his brother, what was it?
Barry Lachey.
Drew?
What about 1D?
Drew Lachey?
But One Direction they're not really a boy band, right? Aren't they? Don't they play like poppy rock music? Don't they actually play instruments and shit? No. I'm not familiar enough to
completely put my backing behind that statement, but I feel like they weren't truly a boy band.
So you're saying you go into a Subway and they say, hey, like, we'll make you a chicken sandwich. Or you could just, like, make your own chicken sandwich. You wouldn't want to do it? You wouldn't want to go back behind there and just try it out?
Listen, those people make hundreds and hundreds of sandwiches a day. So they know how to throw that shit in there to where they fold it over. Everything's not going to spill out.
They know how to skimp, too.
Oh, and they also know how to not cut all the way through the goddamn bun when they cut it. But still.
So only Pizza Hut, then.
I'll tell you what, Drunk. At fucking Pizza Hut. I have had Pizza Hut several times since I stopped working at Pizza Hut.
It's way worse.
It's never sucks. Good. It sucks.
Pizza Hut, when I was in high school.
When you worked there, Pizza Hut was the shit.
Pizza Hut, when I was in high school, was the fucking jam. We would spend our entire hour lunch break working at Walmart, just sitting and smoking cigarettes, eating pizza. Their pepperoni was always crispy as fuck. Everything about Pizza Hut was amazing.
It was the proper amount of not too greasy, but still had the proper amount of grease.
When you make it for yourself, so it tastes better.
I feel like you put the love in it,
Travis. It's just like the stripper robot, Travis. Like, you can tell by the finished product that they tried. You can taste the love. You know what I'm saying?
I acknowledge your worth as a person. And I acknowledge that your ideas have merit. They just don't have merit for me.
That's a no from me, dog? Is that what you're saying?
I only got a finite amount of time for my lunch hour. I can't be spending 3/4 of it cooking my food.
You're not even going to give me a needs improvement? You're just going to
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Well, here's the thing. So Japan has a lot of automated vending machines. So, I mean,
you get anything you want from panties.
I feel like the technology is there to where I can kind of be on board with some of the things that you're saying with the we don't need people to cook our food for us anymore.
Couldn't they just, like, make a Pee Wee Herman machine at this point?
Yeah, I would rather have a machine do it than have to do it myself.
Michael Jackson from the Cafe 80s in Back to the Future 2?
Like, Pepsi Perfect.
Do you remember when you used to pay 25 cents for a gumball and it, like, went through the whole rigmarole?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, a gumball isn't worth 25 cents, but it was the show.
It was the show, absolutely.
See, you Pee Wee Herman machine the burgers, and then all the people who don't want to work for burger prices.
Or if you went to the mall and you put the quarter in the thing and it fucking rolled all the way down. That's it. That took like 10 minutes.
You didn't even get anything there. I mean, at least at the one you get a gumball.
Right.
I feel like you're almost paying for the show right now. So when you show up to Subway, they ask you what you want and you tell them, you just get a bunch of disinterested, detached looks from people who don't want to do what you're asking them, but it's their job. So that's kind of a show in itself.
Subway's terrible.
So, Travis, in a way, is the Subway employee like Vladislav Ivanov in Produce Camp 21?
Very much so. But these are the same fucks that want $15 an hour because they can't support their family. It's not supposed to be a family-supporting job.
Get them drunk.
So, therefore, you don't deserve your $15 an hour to fuck my McChicken up. So.
You got that that Bill Maher new rules sound queued up, Mike?
Dun 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 dun. Get him drunk.
Anytime you wanted to go on a rant like that, Drunk, we need the new rule sound.
That's just my.
I'm gonna get it for next week.
I worked in plenty of restaurants,
and I assume you didn't think you were gonna support a family of four working in those restaurants.
No, not kind of. That's why I moved on from working in the restaurant.
Drunk is getting edgy on us, Travis.
Hell yeah. Let's pipe this shit up.
Hot take.
And gasoline.
I loved working at Taco Bell. I would still probably work at Taco Bell if they paid me enough money. Everybody knows they weren't paying me enough money.
Pizza Hut was a lot of fun.
Do you feel like they should have paid you enough money?
Oh, we just stole the money, Travis.
I was about to say, I was kind of a almost de facto employee when he worked there. I'd come up there so much. Hey, man, let me
we gave all our friends pizzas. Sometimes
yeah.
He's come back. He's let me make it. Be awesome.
I knew a guy that worked at Little Caesars before Little Caesars really took a shit. And it was the same things, like, you know, get stoned and call him and be like, waves. Hey, give me pizza.
Little Caesars kind of goes in waves where it's good, and then it's bad, and then it's good, and then it's bad. All right, well.
Guys, look, I'll tell you what we're going to do. I am going to take a little break.
Flip that YouTube switch, baby.
Make a little love and flip that YouTube switch. So stick with us. We'll be back in just... Oh, my dogs are attacking Drunk, Travis.
That's all right.
Drunk went to go smoke, and my dogs, they attacked him. I think they like his smell.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Guys, we'll be back.
Having trouble deciding what products to buy because you don't want to support a business owner who doesn't agree with you politically? That's why I created the new Bilateral Pillow. We divide our workforce into two separate buildings, making it easy to tell which pillows were stuffed by like-minded allies.
Look, it says it right there on the box.
And me? Don't worry about me. I believe in nothing. The Bilateral Pillow. Don't lose any sleep over it.
Now, Virginia Tech researchers found that doubling up these cloth masks increases the efficacy from 50 to 75%. A three-layer mask could block up to 90% of the particles. And if you're layering your mask, the disposable surgical mask goes on first, and then the tight-fitting fabric mask goes right over the top.
So put that mask on your face, everybody, then another one just in case, everybody, we ask. You put a mask on your mask.
Live.
Internet radio.
Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
Just keep doing the show, Kevin.
I mean, what's the sense of dwelling on things that are out
dwell
of our control,
on
right?
Spilt milk, right?
You got it. Can't cry over it.
Travis, I want to talk to you.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, did you hear the sad news from the big conglomerate of Coca-Cola?
No.
They're getting out of the energy game.
They're not going to do Coca-Cola Energy anymore?
No more Coca-Cola Energy.
Man, they didn't really give that much of a shot, did they?
They didn't, no.
They're also selling Full Throttle and Monster then?
Well, I think it's just the Coke Energy.
Okay, so they're not getting out of the energy game. They're just dropping the piece of shit Coke Energy.
Are they still going to do the Coke Coffee?
All I read was Coke Energy and Cherry Coke Energy are going.
Can you tell that quick that something's a bomb? I mean, can't you?
Yes.
Well, I know people weren't drinking as much energy drinks because of the COVID because they didn't need the energy.
Oh, because they weren't leaving?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It was a tough time for them to get in the energy game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell pretty quickly when a new item is a bomb that's wide released to the public.
Just be like, yeah, nobody buying this shit?
Yeah, it's typically like, yeah, you know, you get a bunch of it, you pound the streets with it, and then all of the product that you have to back up that initial push kind of just sits in your building, and you're like, oh, shit. Guess nobody's buying this. Fuck.
Yeah, we just have a whole bunch of this.
So, yeah, if Travis wants to go buy a big old case of Coke Energy.
Travis.
Well, keep an eye out, Drunk, because typically when that happens, you're going to find a lot of grocery carts filled with that thing you like for very cheap.
Yeah.
Travis, I believe that Jody sent me this thing the other day that I wanted to run by you. Have you heard of the Baldo?
No.
What I can tell you is what they made is they made a dildo you could wear on your balls.
And so is this for the double penetration action, like you have two peni?
No. They say that your balls, they got a lot of nerve. You know, like when you get your balls licked, it does feel good.
Yeah.
Oh, when a gal, she licks on your balls, Drunk.
That's where I prefer she start.
And so they made this rubber thing that like you can penetrate somebody with your balls.
See, I get where they're going with that.
And Travis, there's like a 4-minute.
I believe that would have to be for a younger person because, you know, as you age.
Well, maybe not for a younger person, like, you know, an older gentleman. Maybe he can't get the rock hard peni anymore.
I understand that.
And so you buy the Baldo so that you could just dip the balls in. And Travis, the clip that I pulled, this is like a 4-minute advertisement, which I encourage all of our listeners to view for themselves. But the clip I pulled, Travis, the guy has to stress this.
Our product is real.
The benchmark of any good product, Travis. Our product is real. They wanted to make sure that you knew. We're not joking, guys. We're serious. This is a thing that exists.
And you can purchase it.
Do your manscaping. Make sure your balls are hair-free.
Good.
Step 2. Take a small amount of lube and apply to the area. Step 3. Pull out the super elasticated rim and drop your balls into their respective sides. It's as easy as putting on your underwear. Step 4. Make sure your balls are seated properly and pop out the sides. Step 5.
So that you,
now,
they
pull
feel
open one of the provided the Baldo spacer rings and pull over the top of the Baldo and your balls. Repeat with the next. These rings make the Baldo and your scrotum tight enough to resemble a dildo. You may need more or less of them depending on how much skin you have at the top of your balls. Step 6. Unleash the pleasure for you and your partner.
So it kind of looks like a cup holder or like a koozie, Travis, but like it has holes on either side so that like the sides of your ball skin can feel it. You know what I'm saying?
I hate this.
But the Baldo, it's rigid enough that you can insert.
So are you purchasing one of these to give us a review or?
No, yeah, I mean the reviews are in. Drunk. It's stupid. I'm just
so it doesn't work. Jody has one.
I'm not interested in having my testicles slammed back against my body over and over again with force.
That slammed just back. No, well, you're trying to say you insert them.
I know what's happening. I understand that, but you're thrusting. Yeah. So there's pressure coming back to you.
Oh, like on the way back?
Right.
There's not pressure coming back. It's probably like, you know, the
no, there's
the gals
pressure going
holding on.
In. There's pressure going in.
There's some resistance. It's holding on, saying, no, balls,
I don't want to
stay.
I don't want to talk about this. I hate it.
Somebody sent it to us, Travis. I think that they wanted our unique perspective on it.
My unique perspective is I'm not interested in having a discussion about the fucking Baldo.
But they insisted.
You guys, feel free to talk it out. But
they insisted.
Our product is real.
It's a real thing, Travis.
I tried to move on with the feral cats and the mice, but
okay, yeah, no, the feral cats. So in Chicago, they had a rat problem. And so what they did is
they should have just strapped Baldos to them. They would have fucking took off in fear because
doesn't Baldo
such a shitty product,
like a product from the movie Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
the commercial probably belongs in that movie.
Travis, it was a Indiegogo'd and it made the money. Like, enough people were like, you know what? That's not a bad idea. Put that thing on my balls.
Most people were probably like, this is the stupidest idea ever. Why don't I throw a 20 spot at it?
So the Baldo on Indiegogo was kind of like Vladislav Ivanov, Travis, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's exactly. It's like, let's make this piece of shit succeed.
Let's make this piece of shit exist.
See what they do after they're successful.
So
now, you got all your money. Now what?
There's
idiots.
Thousands of feral cats, Travis, and they unleashed them on Chicago to get rid of all the rats.
So what are they going to do when the feral cats become a problem?
Right. It's a good question, Drunk. What do we get to eat all the cats now that we have a cat problem?
Right.
So many goddamn feral cats. Because we let them all out to kill all the rats.
You don't want feral dogs.
So, no, the dogs, I mean, they're not just going to, like, eat cats, right? Some of the dogs might just, like, be friends with the cats. What can you get that'll just eat cats? See, but that's the thing. Cats will eat birds.
Elf.
Yes, Travis, at the same fucking time.
In an effort to rein in Chicago's exploding rat population, an animal shelter has been releasing feral cats into hard-hit areas. After humanely capturing the feral cats, the Treehouse Humane Society spays or neuters the animals and places them into settings with rodent infestations. The society says only rescued cats who cannot thrive in a home or shelter or reintegrate into their former colonies are used for the Cats at Work program. Property and business owners are responsible for the cats' well-being. According to WGN9, the society has placed over 1,000 feral cats onto Chicago streets since 2012. The cats do catch rodents on occasion, but their presence alone is a deterrent.
Oh, that's interesting. So, like, the rat, where do the rats go?
Is that
go?
A real news clip?
Yeah. Where do the rats go, though?
Is that a real news clip?
I think so.
And at least they're spayed or neutered, so we know that they can't reap.
They said that cats that can't be introduced to a home or reintroduced to their colonies. What fucking cat colonies is this guy talking about?
Oh,
wow.
You've never seen, like, the documentaries on, like, feral cat colonies? They're bad news, dude. They are bad.
The Jellicle cats. The Jellicle cats.
It's nothing like aristocrats or cats or whatever.
But who's trying to reintroduce them into those colonies? You used to find a cat and you're like, well, this cat's a fucking lost cause. Let's take it back to its colony of asshole cats.
Killed a lot of rats.
That doesn't make any
sense. And now I'm back. And you guys don't even appreciate my sacrifice.
You don't know what he's got. Fuck. He comes back to the colony. He's missing an eye. He's got a fucking patch over it. He's got fucking scars down his side. He's like, you guys don't know the horrors that I've seen. They just like want nothing to do with him.
Smoking a cigarette.
You have any idea where I got these scars? Down in the sewers. The biggest goddamn rat I ever saw.
Started taking catnip just as a way to escape.
Son of a bitch.
I need it to live.
Hauling a whole deep dish pizza on his own. And I said, hey.
Don't eat pizza.
Hey.
Took three of us to take him down.
Junk, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Is the chat showing up on our...
Somebody would have to write into the chat. I tried to... And then whenever I do that, it says I need to sign in, but I can't sign in through the Streamlabs that we're in.
How does it look? Does it look good?
I think it looks pretty.
Do I look pretty, Drunk? This is
the
real question.
A, you'll always look pretty.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy.
B,
we probably need to get you here so you're more looking into it as opposed to...
Oh, this is my good side, though.
You're kind of... Is it now?
Yeah.
Drunk, I don't have a bad side, so you can put that camera where the fuck you want to.
Drunk, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you have what you would say?
Oh, I see something in the chat.
Yeah.
So we are good.
I was worried if that wouldn't work.
It looks fucking great, just no sound. That is awesome.
No sound? God damn
you,
it.
You are still muted.
All right, Travis, what are you doing next Monday, buddy? Hey, Drunk Man, get a question. You got up
this piece of shit.
Well, that's the other thing too. You probably got to recruit Shannon so she can be like, Hey, I can finally fucking hear you now.
Do you have what you'd say is like a pick of the week?
How the fuck you even find this?
Something you want the people to know about?
Pick of the week. Nope. Sorry. I tried.
You don't have a pick of the
week? Happy Memorial Day. Woo!
Travis, a drunk's pick of the week is Memorial Day. The little bar is bouncing as though we have audio. Like, you see, when I talk, the bar goes up?
Yeah.
That's supposed to mean.
So, can I just, for S's and G's, mess with this?
I'm afraid to say yes.
See, and I click on the thing that says Dubfod goes live 5/25/21 and get a picture of a wheelbarrow, so.
Weird. Travis, I have actually a really good pick of the week.
I'm sure you do.
And I'm not. I know what yours is going to be, and I watched that and enjoyed it a lot.
All right.
but I'm not going to.
I figured you could probably predict what mine was going to be.
Not going to steal yours, Travis. But I did watch it, and you're right.
So can she hear us now?
Oh God!
You did watch it?
I did. It was great.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Go ahead and do yours, Travis.
Travis's pick of the week for this week is Psycho Gorman. Now streaming on Shudder and also on VOD. It is the story of two children who inadvertently release an intergalactic alien warrior who is trying to wipe out different planets and civilizations. And he does come out of hiding, trying to wipe out everybody, but it just so happens the little girl is holding on to the gem, which means she can control said nightmare warrior and make him do her bidding, i.e. play in their little garage band, dress up like Sam Neill from Jurassic Park, and things like that. He does one of my favorite scenes in this motion picture is when they have to introduce Psycho Gorman to their parents, and she is saying, "Don't worry, he's safe. He's not going to hurt you." And the entire time he says, "I am going to kill you. There is going to be a nightmare in your brain that you'll never forget. I'm going to kill you over and over again." This movie is amazing. Intergalactic people are coming to try to take him down while these kids are controlling him. It is a schlocky 80s alien horror comedy thing that takes itself seriously, but not so seriously that it doesn't realize it's ridiculous. Psycho Gorman is a must watch. It is so goddamn funny. Even my wife, who hates this kind of shit, laughed her ass off at this thing. So please check out Psycho Gorman on VOD or on Shudder.
Drunk, my pick of the week. Drunk, I urge you to actually check this out. Both of you.
Okay.
You guys always listen to my picks of the week and you disregard them, but I'm telling you, this one. I'm
pretty busy the next couple weeks, but I will write this one down.
Drunk.
I got a lot to do.
All right.
It's
what we got?
40 minutes long. 40 it's on Netflix.
Netflix?
It's called Long Shot. It's old. It's not new. It's like from 2017.
I don't think I have Netflix.
Did I say Netflix, Travis?
It sounded like you did. That's why.
Netflix?
That's what it sounded like.
No, Travis, the popular streaming service Netflix
is where
you can find this. It is called Long Shot. It is the story of a gentleman who was accused of murder. The way that his defense attorney is able to get him out of the murder somehow involves Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm. I urge you guys to watch it. It's 40 minutes. Every minute of the 40 minutes is great. It's the best thing I've watched in quite a while. It's called Long Shot. It's on Netflix.
not to be confused with Netflix.
Check it out.
Okay, so, Long Shot on Netflix. I have it saved.
Drunk. Now you sent me. You gave me a thumbs up. What did your thumbs up mean?
So unfortunately, the chat kind of goes away within like 30 seconds over here.
Oh, it goes away.
it'd pop up and then it goes away. So if Shannon could go back to the big chat room that we normally go to, it seems like she could at minimum hear Travis, if not all three of us. And then she called me.
What am I clicking on to try to get to this thing? I click on the YouTube channel.
Travis, you go to netflix.com/WFODix.
I think Shannon's watching on Twitch.
Our exclusive home now. Check it out there.
I am going to go ahead and Netflix.com.
Audio is fixed for Netflix. All three of us. Awesome. So,
That is an actual website.
Netflix is?
Oh, I can only hear Travis.
somebody bought this piece of shit.
What is Netflix?
This year. It says Netflix.com. There are just some generic graphics on the side, and there is a table in the middle that says Netflix with an arrow, free movie TV online with an arrow, Net Space Flix with an arrow.
So it's like a GoDaddy thing?
It is. When you go to Netflix.com, what comes up is www.38.netflix.com. Oh. And you can buy this domain.
We should buy it, Travis, and we'll just put the links to all of our various streaming platforms.
It does go to GoDaddy. Let me tell you how much this costs. Netflix.com is available for $688.
That's too much.
That is way too much.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay that.
Plus $19 a year.
Guys, we did it. If you showed up in one of our various chat rooms, thanks.
I couldn't find any of them.
We'll have to pay attention to them. Everyone is still muted except for Travis on Twitch. Why would they be different?
Well, I can tell you why. So I did. Well, let's just end the show first. We can do this in post. I'm Dill Dannon.
Let's
two guests, Mike. Come, Jesus, man.
probably wasn't the best idea, Travis.
Fucking caved to the pressure.
Drunk. I think we're still live on Facebook.
We're still live on Twitch too. You got to get this shit squared away, man. What if I said, what if I thought we were off the air and I said something real scandalous?
I know, right?
Somebody recorded it off of Twitch. Know. I'm fucking canceled. I can't afford to be canceled. We're redoing our basement.
Oh, dude, yeah, I got a lot of shit going on the next 2 weeks.
Well, the good news, Travis, is I don't think the audio worked. So they would...
Mine did.
That's because I'm...
That would be the best if, like, you had Travis out of context saying stuff.
Just isolated audio of just me.
Yeah, I'm looking at the replay on Facebook, Travis, and it doesn't look like there's any sound. So.
Probably till about halfway through.
Yeah. This is a real mess, guys.
We'll get them next week, guys.
Hell yeah, baby. Let's do it again. 10 years in, we'll figure it out.
Shannon says, also, you guys are still live on Twitch.
Right.
Well, I think I turned it off.
Okay.
Oh, somebody says, no, they aren't. All right, I'm hanging up before something bad happens.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. To enjoy our back catalog, visit WFODshow.com and be sure to share the show with a friend. Thank you to our Patreon sponsors for their continued support, Amanda Napier, Liquid Lozenge, Valerie Carpenter, and Brian Kranz. If you would like to donate to keep this pirate ship afloat, visit patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us on social media, email any one of us with our name at WFODshow.com, or leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. A thank you also goes out to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Until next time, signing off. Goodbye.
You to know it's over.
Well, bye.